Some members of Congress are spending the spring recess back in their home districts hearing the concerns of voters. In rural Alabama this week, two freshman congressmen, a Republican and a Democrat, teamed up to hear from their constituents. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The azaleas are just about finished blooming in Clark County, Alabama, a landscape of rolling hills and pine trees in the southwest corner of the state.
Please make your way to your seat so we can get started.
Alabama's newest members of Congress, Republican Joe Bonner and Democrat Artur Davis, have come here for a series of town hall meetings. Davis says they're making history.
When you can get a Republican and a Democrat, a black politician and a white politician, together, talking about the things that we have in common and the values that we share, that is a good day in the state of Alabama.
The citizens here were worried when redrawn congressional lines split their county in two. Parts of it are in the first district, which includes Mobile. The rest swept into the tail end of the state's only majority black district, which stretches all the way up to Birmingham. First District Congressman Joe Bonner.
But let me just tell you right up front that it doesn't really matter where you live. If you live in Clark County, you do have two congressmen.
People here aren't used to so much attention from Washington. They had figured that once again their little rural county would be forgotten as representatives tended to voter-rich urban areas. So from the wooden pews at the Clark County Courthouse in Grove Hill, they stood up and told these two men about life here and asked for help. Betty Autry runs a Meals on Wheels program.
We understand that some of our programs are threatened to be cut way back and possibly taken away. And that would hurt very bad. Our seniors, they don't get much, but that one hot meal a day says a lot for them.
22% of the people in Clark County live below the poverty level, and the unemployment rate here is double the national average. A steady loss of jobs, mostly in the timber and textile industries, is the biggest concern expressed by local officials. But quality of life is what citizens are talking about.
I'm Dr. Hubert, recently returned to Alabama from Chicago.
He's the pharmacy manager at Walmart.
A couple of weeks ago, a person walks up, two-year-old, looks at me and says, Mama Nick. This day and time.
Hubert said racism is the underlying problem holding the county back, but his main concern is the lack of affordable health care.
Maybe what we need in Clark County is a federally funded community health center.
One woman told of how her son couldn't find a doctor to treat him because he was out of work and couldn't pay. Others wanted to know when Congress might approve prescription drug coverage. Eyeglasses in hand, Henry Smather of Thomasville stood to comment about getting health care to the region, but he had something else on his mind, too.
It's totally different from what everybody else is asking, and I'm going to apologize to this group tonight for even asking it, because nobody else is thinking that way. But with regards to Iraq, and we'll establish a new territory, well, not a new territory, but we'll acquire some territory that we're going to have to govern for a while. What I want to know, as legislators, will you all have any part in deciding how we're going to do that and how we're going to run that?
Congressman Davis agreed the U.S. has a challenge ahead trying to rebuild the war-torn country, but he reminded voters here that their needs are just as important.
If we can build a health care system in Iraq, we need to build one here.
It's the right thing to do, he said. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Grove Hill, Alabama.